Trade between the United States and Vietnam rose from $1.5 billion in 2001 to $9.7 billion last year, a trend that both sides want to see continue. U.S. Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez said the business leaders on his trip want to invest more in Vietnam and to remove hurdles to investing in the Vietnamese economy fast.
The big issue that companies have brought forward is that they would like things to move faster. The good news is they all want to invest.
The companies participating in the trade mission include manufacturing giants such as Alcoa, Ford, and Dow Chemical in fields ranging from electronics to energy and tourism. Adam Sitkoff, head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Hanoi, said that while Americans want to invest in Vietnam, the decisions necessary to smooth the way sometimes come slowly, especially on improving Vietnam's infrastructure.
The American business community views Vietnam as the most exciting emerging marketplace in the world. It's not just American companies or foreign companies that think that Vietnam needs to move forward more quickly on key infrastructure projects. Vietnamese people think that Vietnam needs to move forward more quickly on infrastructure projects.
Manufacturing companies are worried that Vietnam's inadequate ports, roads, and railways may be jammed by the country's exploding exports. The U.S. runs a large and growing trade deficit with Vietnam. Gutierrez said the way to reduce that was to raise U.S. exports by demanding market access in Vietnam.
We don't want to reduce the trade deficit by limiting imports to the U.S. We believe that that backfires, and that isn't good for the economy.
U.S. fears that rising Vietnamese textile exports would harm industry led the U.S. to impose a program last year to monitor Vietnamese textile imports for dumping. Gutierrez said that program would extend through the end of the Bush administration. This trade mission of 22 companies is the first from the U.S. to Hanoi since Vietnam joined the World Trade Organization in January. Vietnam has one of the world's fastest-growing economies after China, expanding at more than 8% a year. Matt Steinglass for VOA News, Hanoi.